Now, Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I am the eyes and ears of this institution, my friends.
The manager of baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
He's worth a million in prizes.
It's our fantasy baseball draft.
Your fantasy what?
The fantasy baseball. I told you all about this. Got Matsui.
All your fantasy sports updates.
It's a numbers game.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wags.
That was pretty classy.
All right, hour number two of the Wagner Wire, 1049, 1019 AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. Wags on the Specs text line. Wags, should I play? This is from Longhorn Bear. Should I play Alex Collins, Mike Gesicki, the Big Fish, or Damian Williams? Well, I got to tell you, Mr. Bear, I'm playing Williams today in my DraftKings lineup, and I don't know why I'm talking like the Emperor Palpatine.
We've been
maybe
real
it's because
movie
it's
heavy
Halloween.
Huh? I was just going to say, we've been real movie heavy on the show today, so it's okay.
No, we have. We did a really good breakdown of Dune, I thought. I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to go back and see the stuff that I missed.
Dude, I can't wait to go see this now. You guys totally talked me into it.
You definitely should.
And you're the 4D experience.
I will recommend the 4D experience, but
Wag's stamp of approval. I love it.
Just once.
I will say it's weird that Timothée Chalamet looks so much like a young boy. Like, he pulls that off.
And Sam steering me back into reality.
Thank How you. Old is Chalamet?
He's definitely a grown man.
Like, he's in his 20s.
Oh, right? Yeah. He's well past teen.
But he pulls 15 off pretty well.
This is believable as hell.
Wow.
Like, well, what? It was a Kyle in. Who was the first? The first Paul.
The first?
In the 84 version.
Oh, man.
The dude from Twin Peaks. Like, because he used a lot of the same actors. And the guy was in, Sex and the City as well. He was Charlotte's husband.
The guy who plays Cooper?
McCullen or whatever. I don't know. I'll look that up. I'll definitely look it up. But hey. You know what it is, like I mentioned in the first hour, the Longhorns and the Cowboys are on a bye week this week. So if you don't have any skin in the game sports-wise for your national fandom, you have fantasy football, and that's why you play it. But also, you have Halloween. So all this week, we're going to do a theme, right? There's a contest. To be eligible for the contest, you got to register on the Horn website, right? And you also have to follow me on Twitter, not the fake Wags, because I need the pictures. I can't vote on the pictures if you don't send them to me or I don't know what's going on. So here's what you do. I like to look at costumes. I like Halloween so much that I want to give rewards, give prizes to people that have the best costumes
yes,
out there.
Yes, I love cash and prizes.
It is. We're excluded from this guy, so my Thor contest would not win. Sam's, what would you be, Sam?
S&M, so... I haven't thought about it yet. I'd be down to be a Gump as long as somebody's going to do the other half for me.
Because I said his SMM suit.
I said I'd be down to be a Gimp. What do you mean? You've seen Pulp Fiction. You know what a Gimp
is.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. I just couldn't believe you said it.
Why? What? Come on. Like, you cannot picture me on a leash.
I definitely picture you on a leash. I had you on a leash last night.
I imagine that you would just be dressed like one of the wrestlers from the old 1980s tag team group of Demolition, you know?
It's probably not far off, honestly. That's just my general wardrobe, honestly. You can't see it, but underneath, I got a unitard.
But here's what we're trying to get to happen, right? Like, so far, we know that we have Vicaris as prizes. So the first place winner will be getting a $100 gift certificate to Vicaris.
Ooh, they're going to be eating good, huh?
Eating good in the neighborhood, that's for sure. And then... very authentic textbooks, man. I don't know if you've ever been to Vicaris or not, but
breakfast tacos are on point.
Fantastic. Well, almost everything's on point. I haven't eaten the entire menu, but the stuff that I have eaten, it's delicious. And we're also trying to get a $50 Amazon card and a $25 AMC movie card. Speaking of movies, that's where we were going with this, right? But if we can't get those, then we'll just get them tiered off into Vicaris Cafe and Cantina gift cards as well.
Nice.
yeah, it's a great deal, but here's how it has to happen. To register, you go to the Horn website, hornfm.com, you register for the contest, and then the criteria for, you know, for finishing number one is obviously we have to take in consideration likes and retweets, right? Because it's social media. I mean, we're not having a live contest, so the crowd essentially will be social media, which sucks because I hate even doing that.
But we
I
need
mean
people.
That's just. But I mean that's just how we need judges, right? And of course, I guess
our biases would play in.
Well, no, and it's not just being based off of likes and retweets, right? But creativity will come into this too. Like I don't just want to see Poison Ivy, you know, or
well,
like,
what about
sure, that's great, but I mean, I want to see like,
but what about if it was like zombie Poison Ivy,
like sure, got real like creative, what, yeah, go somewhere with it, like don't just be like the regular costumes that you see every year, like that's gonna get you a seven,
but
like that'll get you.
What
a
about
seven.
If it's like really, really, really well done?
If it's well done, then sure. I mean,
like if somebody came as Solid Snake but had like the legit
that's
tactical
legit.
Gear.
See, you're already look, we're already talking creativity there. You're going down. you're giving me Metal Gear. That's okay. Or maybe like a female Solid Snake.
Oh,
or maybe
that would be awesome. I take that.
Or maybe
with
we get
patch.
Boss. Or maybe we get Boss.
Ooh,
that'd be cool. Actually.
I haven't seen a whole lot of big bosses. Or
I'm
no,
just
sorry,
saying.
The boss. My bad.
Can I say just as a prediction right now, just so that way people have heard me say it? Most popular Halloween costume of this year, Squid Games peoples.
Yes,
like
it's
whether
easy.
You're a contestant
you're right.
Or you're a what's it mask guy, there's gonna be oh my god, dude,
you're gonna see that a lot downtown.
You know
this
what
year.
Would be cool? You know what would really get my eye if you really want to compete into this contest? Apex characters.
Really.
Yeah.
I don't even.
Apex got some really cool characters, man. They got like Octane, who doesn't like wears a gas mask and has like his.
Oh, yeah. That's like the cover
it's
guy.
It's legit.
For them.
It is. Well, he's one of them. Yeah. And
yeah,
then
but he appears like on all their stuff.
Then there's Mirage, but there's also different types of skins that you can get in that game that you can just be creative with. So that gives you like.
Oh, okay.
That gives
so
you a lot to work with.
Customization.
Yeah, it really does, man. I don't know that, you know, Mario always gets, you know, gets me laughing for sure. But
like, I was going to come as that, but you know, like I want,
I'm always, you know, I'm a fan of Harlequin. I am a fan of that. I'm not going to lie.
Like done well or done
well. No, it's got to be done. It can't be the same old stuff that we, the way that, you know,
I have to
Margot
ask
Margot Robbie does it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Cause I was going to say, you're talking like the comic book one with the full jester suit, or are you talking about the hot pants one?
Hot pants one works.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the jester suit could work too if the makeup's done well.
Jester yeah. suit would probably be pretty cool, honestly. I don't think I've
Seriously.
Ever seen a girl do a jester suit Harley Quinn. I think I have only seen like the Daddy's Little Monster thing.
Yeah.
You know,
done
from the Margot Robbie
verbatim.
One. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what her shirt says, is the Daddy's Little Monster.
Yeah, I know. And then every other woman was wearing that like for the last 3 years after
that
movie came out.
That will be a staple for probably
years
the rest of the foreseeable future.
It's right up there with the Layla costume and everything.
But
else,
that is the voting criteria, though. Like for social media, it is likes and retweets. That's going to be one portion of the we'll say rubric here. Okay,
rubric. And then, I love it.
And then the other one is creativity and originality for sure. And then passion for the costume, like gamer, comics, horror, like you know. A female Freddy, that would be legit. That would be something that I haven't seen before.
I feel like you're saying if you have a group, get them to recreate the entire cast of Futurama, and you might win this thing.
You could. I mean, it could be a group project. I mean, you're all going to dinner, right?
I don't know why we're even worried about female costumes. We don't have female listeners.
No,
what are we doing?
No, I'm just saying. But what happens, like Chad's going to cut a promo this week, right? And he's going to talk about it. So, and again, you have all week to do this. You have all week to submit the pictures, to tweet the pictures at me, and... It's that, not the fake wags. We'll get it down, dude.
Most important part, full frontal nudity required.
It is, well, not required, but I mean, I like it. No, I'm joking. Come on, guys. Come on.
I mean, you have seen people just wear the sensor bars as like a Halloween costume.
I have not.
I've seen that.
That's funny, though.
I've
like
seen
that
in person. Yes, yeah. I have seen that. But anyways, that's the Halloween costume contest that we're going to be doing here on the Wagner Wire. But you know what? Who is in the spirit? For Halloween, and it really got me in the spirit. I heard this, all right? So this is from, this is from, it's from Barstool, but it's from Matt Burns,
okay.
Is who originally had it. He works for the SEC and ESPN
yeah.
Networks, but I mean, I don't know if he's in any relation to Peter Burns. I was assuming so. But anyways, he found this great golden nugget here of Mike Leach. And it's basically a reporter asking Mike Leach his favorite candy, and Mike Leach just gives us this gold.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween
candy corn? I mean, I completely hate candy corn. When I was a kid, well, gummy bears, let's see. Gummy bears for sure.
Sour or regular?
The Haribo. It's got to be the Haribo one. The other thing I like is when they used to have the sprees in a box. Outstanding. You have to go to the dollar store to find it, but I do. And then the latest, you know, there's still candy innovation, although a while back I found that Europe had better candy than we did overall because they have gummy everything. You know, they have those Nerds clusters, which is new.
With the gummy.
Yeah, which is good. The Nerds clusters is good. And then if you go chocolate, probably Almond Joy.
Love it. Hopefully you'll get some of that next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Just don't. I mean, he'll give you a Snickers, not a Milky Way. He gives you an Almond Joy.
I respect this man, though. Obviously, dude, a candy connoisseur.
This dude is the hero we need. He is. Mike Leach could. Mike Leach would solve all of our problems.
But his statement on the European candy is definitely a point.
Oh, with the because it's gummy?
Not just because it's gummy, well, but the chocolate is definitely
the
better.
It doesn't have the added sugars that we put in it either. Like, yeah. You taste it like the actual chocolate.
But I am a fan of the Air Chews, which is like menthol-based gum. It's terrific.
Have you ever had chocolate from...
which
God, country? I'm trying to think of it. It's not... I'll get back to it.
Is that,
I'll get
that's
back. Belgium chocolate.
Okay,
yeah. Belgium chocolate. Have you ever had Belgium chocolate?
Yes, in Belgium. It was fantastic.
It is all the rage that they say?
I mean, like, if you go to Germany, their chocolate's far superior to whatever chocolate we have.
But I mean, I didn't know if Bavarian chocolate was the same as.
No, they're all different. But even the Cadbury chocolate, even in England, tastes so much better than the ones that they send over here because it comes from a different factory.
Right. That's wild, man. Yeah. Anyways, that's. Mike Leach on Halloween candy. I probably could go a 5-pound bag of gummy bears and just be content with my Halloween candy.
Like, I still want to go to Japan so I can go to the Kit Kat store because they have all these different flavors that we don't get over here.
Just give me the regular Kit Kat. I don't need the spearmint.
Green tea is great, though.
No.
I don't know about that.
Come on, dude.
All right.
Come on, man. Green tea chocolate?
Green tea Kit Kat.
Yeah, but no. It's a chocolate... I don't know.
Is it a color thing?
When they made the ketchup,
like when it was green ketchup from Heinz, or purple ketchup, it didn't sell well?
I'm tasting green tea when I'm eating Kit Kats. That's what's doing it for me.
Oh, okay.
That's what's not doing it for me, actually.
It's like sometimes like if, it's like eating a red banana. Like like they are red bananas, but most of the time people, you know,
if it tastes like a banana,
yellow.
If it tastes like a banana, I'll eat it. But the color doesn't have anything to do with me. If it tastes like green tea, I'm not going to eat a green tea Kit Kat. That's just not. I don't eat chocolate mint chip ice cream either.
No, it's understandable. Some people like they're just
My wife loves it. I can't stand it.
It depends on who
mint
makes
chocolate
it.
Chip ice cream.
Definitely depends on who makes
you
it.
You have the palate of a small child, though. Like you eat chicken and Dr. Pepper. Hey, like that's your whole diet.
Aren't you in the Cane's Club now?
I am. I really have chicken every day. Every day. I have chicken tenders. I think every day, which I don't get it. What's so bad about that?
I'm not saying it's bad. Leave me alone.
Let me have my chicken.
You gotta eat a carrot every once in a while, bro.
Green tea ice cream is amazing.
Agreed.
All right, well, go ahead. You and Justin sit on that island.
You should go get some matcha ice cream with this chocolate. I'll tell you about a place.
All right. Good morning, boys. Justin, refer your that tweet to Justin the Smash Simmons there. He loves your green tea ice cream there. I can't get down with it, man. I'm sorry.
It's understandable.
Good morning, boys. The entire team is on a bye. Same here. I'm down to Julio Jones on a bum hammy or Jalen Waddle coming off his best game of the year. Here's the thing. I like Jalen Waddle too, especially for his price on DraftKings. It's around like $5,500. But do you think he's going to be able to repeat that performance? He had almost 27 points on DraftKings here.
There's no way.
I don't know. I'm going to have to evaluate this a little bit, but in terms of season long, I'm pretty much just taking the fall on the sword week because a lot of my team, and I usually draft in tendency, like I pretty much have the team that I want in mind going into the draft, and I select them. I have a lot of the same team, a lot of the same players on on the multiple teams that I have. So this week, I'm basically just taking an L. I'm not going to make knee jerk reactions and try and, you know, get players that are off, you know, off on the free agency list or whatever. And here's why: like, usually I try to do it. I try to pinpoint my week like this, so I only take an L one week.
Yeah,
they're all they all have their bye. That's it, and then you get back to getting on your flow.
Exactly.
Who cares? You're not supposed to go you might not go undefeated. You might lose three games during the season. You have this one game to where, you know, this might even allow you to save face and not have three or four losses, maybe just one or two losses, because your players are just on one bye week.
I'm so glad that you brought this up, because this was one of those pressing questions I did have for you coming into this. How do you, an expert at this game, approach the bye week? And it's so refreshing to hear you say that, because primarily that's how I was playing it this bye week, because I'm in the same boat as I'm sure many other people are.
Well, I think it's just practical, right, to do it like that. Like, why would you it's kind of like why would you want to not have optimal firepower every week?
Your team just to win the bye week?
That too, but also, like, and think about in terms of when you're drafting your team, right? Sure, you want to take your best player available when the draft is, you know, happening, but also you want to map it out. Like, you want to map out, like, okay, it's, you know, a lot of people will give you smoke for, you know, having everybody on the bye week at the same time. But what they're not considering is when you have, you know, displaced players, when you have different players each week that can't play because they're on the bye week,
mm-hmm.
you're not getting your optimal firepower. Like, why would you have, mm-hmm. you know, why not have Eckler and this isn't what's happening, but why not have like Zeke or another, you know, big name running back be on the bye week at the same time? That way you can come back and now you're firing on all cylinders again. You're losing what? So you want to lose that 20 points here and there from time to time just because they're on a bye week? Nah, man, put them all on in 1 week. That's what I subscribe to, at least. And then once that bye week's over, now you come back to firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, I mean, I got really fortunate. Like, there's no way I can give up CeeDee Lamb. It doesn't matter how bad I am going to need a receiver. I'd rather just take the L right now.
Can't do it. Like, I'm in a dynasty league for $1,000, and there's, like, for the first place contest, there's no way I'm giving up. And dynasty means forever league.
Yes, of course.
There's no rules on how long you can keep these players. You keep them as long as you want. Keeper leagues, that's different. There's rules on your keepers. Mm-hmm. But dynasty league, once you draft this dude, you have him for eternity, or until you
release,
want to release, or until they stop playing. But yeah, man, that's the deal. Why would you get rid of CeeDee Lamb, especially the future?
Well, even you read 2 weeks stuff, you know, it's just all like,
not even the future, he's now.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's the definite present. He's so legit. It's crazy how good that offense is this year.
It is. And that's the thing, right? And you know, that offense is a little banged up right now on the bye week, and this is a really good time for this offense, the Cowboys offense, to pretty much galvanize and heal.
Yeah.
Not that they need to galvanize as a offensive functioning unit. They are one hell of a firepower to be reckoned with, man.
The defense is what's really been impressive.
So, in the beginning of the year, Diggs, dude.
Yeah, like, who would have foreseen this season?
Diggs has just as many touchdowns as his brother, Stephon Diggs.
He had more before the weekend.
Now it's tied up two and two. Yeah, but so where are you at now? Of course, our picks. We did have Dallas supporting the NFC East and contending for the NFC Championship, but I mean, it's still like we basically had the Battle of the Bays, right? And we thought that Green Bay, because it's so hard to repeat we mentioned it, we talked about it in the first hour with the Bucks, right?
Yeah.
It's so hard to repeat. Like, how do you feel about Tampa Bay still looking forward and representing the NFC East in the Super Bowl? Do we still think that, because my pick was Green Bay. Besides that one little wallop in the first week, Green Bay still looks like they're legit.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is on the, FU tour, coming back essentially to everybody. He's kind of having that Tom Brady bounce back year.
Are you still on board with Green Bay? I mean, we're a quarter through the season right now. Where is your evaluation on the top three teams? And, of course, my top three teams are, not of course, but my top three teams in the NFC are Green Bay,
okay,
Tampa Bay,
yep,
and Dallas.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, Dallas definitely
Dallas is legit.
Yeah, I mean, defense, offense, special teams. I mean, right now they're hitting all cylinders. So, yeah, they have to be one of the top contenders, even with the injuries that they have gone through.
And I get it. Pump the brakes, Wags, and you're excluding the Rams. I know the Rams are good.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've seen that the Rams are vulnerable.
Exactly. It's like I'm still not on board with it 100% on them. But with Tampa Bay, even with the problems.
Because they can get figured out, right?
Exactly. I feel like somebody's going to figure them out.
Are you on board with Arizona? Like, do you think that this is real? Like, they're undefeated, dude. They look legit, but they can get got.
Yes, and it's all predicated off of the performance of the quarterback. And I'm afraid, like, he takes a lot of hits. He's not a big guy.
That's just the style of game, man.
I know, but it's a long...
But he's tough, dude. Dynamite comes in small packages.
I know, but you have that one extra game this year. I'm just saying that wear and tear, I mean, will he be able to perform the way he's been doing this, you know, if and when they make the playoffs? I assume they're making the playoffs.
I mean, I think they have but to. Like, at this point, they're...
But if he
they're
goes
the front runners, but I mean to but you, we basically had the same three teams, right?
Yeah,
to
going
represent
into
the
this.
NFC. Are you holding strong on that?
Pretty much, or
have you been influenced elsewhere?
No, not even like it's
That's
like
me too. Dude.
It's like the defensive problems that Tampa Bay has right now. You would think that, and we all know defense wins championships. That's how they won it last year, but. It still doesn't shy me away because I know how good that offense can be, and Gronk is still out. So we'll see when he returns and how much more firepower that offense is going to have. And like you said, Green Bay, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, legit. That whole team's looking complete right now, and they're just hitting on all cylinders. Seahawks are bumming. Rams are bumming. And the Cardinals are probably like the dark horse.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the Cardinals, I mean, they're the front runners right now, but I don't know if I can buy into the brand. I mean, maybe three more weeks of this.
Yeah.
And I'm fully on board. I mean, I got one foot on the tailgate right now. I'm getting ready to jump on the wagon.
Okay.
Because I mean, their offense is superior. It's legit. I just think that they can get got. They got some holes on defense, man.
How do you see in the AFC right now?
How can you not think that the Ravens are real?
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, I mean,
that's
but of course,
the first thought I had.
But of course, the Ravens are going to raven. Like, the Ravens will, I feel like, run out of steam. And honestly, I mean, the Chiefs are playing bad football right now, but the Bills, dude, the Bills look so good.
Yeah. I'm on that Josh Allen train
so
right
good,
now.
Dude.
I thought it was just maybe a one-year thing. No, he's legit.
Now, the Chargers look good, too. Don't get me wrong, but, I mean, we've all seen – we just know Charger football. Like, they just
yeah.
sometimes – and Chris Sweet will tell you, you know, a journalist for the Wagner Wire, he'll tell you, man, the Chargers just sometimes can't get out of their own way. And it wasn't a Phil Rivers thing. It's just an organizational thing.
No, definitely. That's just it. I mean, Phil Rivers, I mean, if anything, he was underrated. I mean, he was a really good quarterback for a long time. But, yeah, that organization just can't get it done.
We got to take a break. We'll take more of your fantasy football questions on the Specs text line and on Twitter, Not the Fake Wags, Justin the Smash Simmons, and Sam Pikachu on Instagram, though. That's where Pika.chu is. Anyways, it's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Stream it live at hornfm.com. Al Walsh on the other side. Welcome back to the Black Noir, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Stream it live at hornfm.com. Getting a lot of good questions for your fantasy football day today. A lot of you guys, I guess, Cowboys fans and
yeah.
don't have the Cowboys to watch, so...
Or they had a lot of Bills players on their
invested
squad.
That too. Invested into this fantasy football. But that's what I was talking about. So maybe you got you got Josh Allen on your team. You
I
also
do.
Have Zeke Elliott on your team. You also have
CeeDee Lamb
as well, right?
And Schultz.
Instead of in Schultz as well. Dalton Schultz is
he's been tearing
one
it
hell
up.
Of a tight end. Exactly. But instead of having these dudes just spread out on buys throughout the week, if you line them all up in 1 week, you're only taking an L one, you know, just once instead of a possibility of
multiple times
because you don't have some of your optimal firepower in your lineup.
Very true.
I just think it's
it's
I don't
playing
know.
The percentage right there because you're like, okay, one for
it
sure
is.
L as opposed to possibly taking multiple L's throughout the rest of the year.
It is. Like, and a lot of people subscribe to the thought of, you know, spreading out your bye week so that they all don't line up on the same day,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, I guess I did that for a while, and I was still losing on those weeks where why not just have it all out of your way, take it whenever you can get it.
Especially
if you can
early
if you
in
can
the
map
season.
The draft, you should be mapping the draft out like that anyways.
Yeah, but if you can get it like this right now, I think this is the most optimal time. It's like college football. You'd rather take the L early in the year instead of having it affect
you
later on.
You shouldn't take an L. I don't think you can take an L in college football. But I mean,
that is also true. But we've seen so many upsets this year. And yesterday, you know, it was the same deal.
How do I feel about Devontae Freeman in dailies this week? See, here's the thing. The Ravens running back core is kind of like, I don't know, like the Patriots running back core of a couple of 2 years ago. Like, you just don't know which three-headed dragon's going to get when you have all that talent in there. And it's not like, it's not tremendous talent that's in that backfield, but it's still got some running backs. I mean, Murray is just tearing it up there. Latavius Murray's doing great. I don't know how you take the ball away from Latavius Murray.
That guy's been so consistent throughout his career.
I mean, he's done it with the Saints, done it with the with the Raiders as well. I mean, the dude can run the rock. He definitely towed it for sure. But I don't know if that's your only option, man. That's a tough option.
Yeah,
dude.
Because
I'm sorry to hear that.
Who would have thought that we would have had this resurgence of Le'Veon Bell's career?
Well, I mean, Le'Veon Bell, I think most of it's his head, right? Like, I'm sure
I thought most of it was just playing for the Jets.
Murray, no, for sure. But Murray, like, I get that Murray is out, but I'm talking about like the three-headed dragon of the Ravens. Like, you just don't know who's going to get the rock in terms of Baltimore toting it, man.
Yeah.
Is it going to be too much of Lamar Jackson as well? Are they going to implement that into their offense? I think Freeman's good. I don't know if he's the talent that he was back when he was at Atlanta. I saw flashes of him when he was in New York. He got cut, but like, put it that way too.
Right.
He got cut in New York for a reason. Like, if he can't make the Giants squad,
hurting at running back.
It's tough. I give Freeman some pro. I just don't think it's going to. I don't think that the Ravens are going to be leaning on Freeman like they do with Murray. Like they did with Murray.
Yeah, he's just not going to tote the rock as much. I think it's going to be in Lamar Jackson's hands.
Well, Murray was also getting it like 60% of the rock between all the running backs there. So I think now it's going to be more distributed. And again, I think you're going to see Lamar Jackson be asked to do a lot more with his legs today.
Let me ask you this. If you're playing like, you know, PPR league, right?
You're good. But no, I feel you. No, I just maybe I misspoke as well. Texter on the text line said, no need to apologize. You know, you might not have misheard me. I might have misspoke. Love our listeners. Go.
They're like the best, man. Definitely the best. No, but I was going to, would you take a flyer on Bell, you know, if you just need him to play this week?
No.
No? Okay.
Don't think so. I just think there's just too much going on there. But you know who's got the need and the nose for all the green in your pocket?
I have an idea.
Mr. Al Walsh. We go to the Bayhound Zone on the Specs Tech, or not the Specs, like text line, the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Mr. Al Walsh. How you doing, Mr. Walsh?
I'm great. That was a great. I have an idea.
What do you have? Do you have an idea?
It's like, do you know? He goes, do you know who has all the blah blah blah? He's like, I have an idea.
Oh yeah, Justin setting up the suspense right there. What you got, Walsh? How you doing today, brother?
I'm good. This is a nice little Sunday. Got my brother coming over.
Sweet.
Just announced moments ago. He's gonna come over and watch some football today. He's the guy who was a Giants fan and then became a Bills fan.
He's
so.
A smart guy. Smart guy.
Yeah, he went from team to team. But in his defense, one of his best friends is a Bills fan, and he's gone to Bills games, seeing the, you know, the body slams through the table and everything. So
Bills Mafia, huh?
Compete with like a traditional blue collar team like the Giants. Like, this is a kid that goes to rock concerts and stuff like that. So, you know, he was definitely down with you know, body slams through the tables and, you know, pounding JMO shots at 4 a.m.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got going on today? First off, let's talk some baseball, man. Did you watch any of the Bravos yesterday? How about what does it say to you when baseball's got FU money, right? We all know, like, the ownership's got FU money, and they do everything that they can to try and assemble an all-star team like they did in L.A. there, and then the Bravos come through and just, you know, ruin their plans. That's gotta make you feel good, right?
I've got numerous paths to this web, right? So, one, I've been throwing it out there all postseason. And I say it as a joke, but people sometimes think I'm serious when I say, this could have been the Phillies. You know, like, the Phillies were, what, two games behind the Braves when they met. I think it was 2 weeks left in the regular season. So, the Phillies had a chance to make a move. The one thing that always doomed me is that I knew that they were playing Miami the final three games of the season, and the Marlins, for whatever reason, just destroy the Phils. But, you know, whatever. Like, there's just a lot of humor attached to it. But, yeah, it's amazing what the Braves are doing without Ronald Acuna. Acuna, guy who was on my fantasy team this year, absolutely destroyed my path for the money. But knowing how big of a part that he's a 40-40 guy, you know, and they were missing that from the lineup, and they still put it together with guys like, you know, Jorge Soler, Jock Peterson, you know, Rosario. I mean, like, you got to be kidding me. You know, this guy was bopping it in Minnesota, right? Like, he was a really good hitter a couple years ago, right? Just going against the Tigers and the Royals, you know, and the White Sox pitching at that time for 19 games a season. So he was able to pad his stats like that, but I don't think anybody saw what was coming in the NLCS. That was a legendary performance, and then to hit the 3-run homer as the deciding moment in the game.
Right, what a
huge
dude. The star's born, man, for sure.
Indeed.
All right, so let's get to the gridiron, brother. What do you got some skin on the games here? I mean, so we know that your boys in Tampa Bay, they're going to take care of business there in Chicago, but
yeah, we sure hope so, right? Like that's the hope. Right, we'll start with your guys, the Giants. So Shepherd just ruled inactive for the game today. Right?
So where do they go, dude? Where do they go? Because they don't have anybody.
Yeah. So according to this, the guy has to be from Jersey, Ralph Vacchiano of SNY up here. Kenny Golladay is out. Kadarius Toney is also out. So this leaves the Giants receiving core to Darius Slayton, John Ross, Colin Johnson, Dante Pettis, and Davis Sills, right? I know you're thinking to yourself, that's not so great. However, if you're playing DFS today, I think it's pretty interesting, right? Because
don't do this to me.
Well, listen. The Giants, they got some decent money coming their way today, right? Like, a lot of the public bets are going towards the Panthers. I think we're starting to see more sharp money come towards the Panthers because of this receiving situation. So we'll break down DFS first. I think that this is a really nice opportunity for a guy like a John Ross, maybe a Dante Pettis today, because again, like there was some hope earlier in the week that the Giants would do well today against the Panthers. So, I mean, is it really that different, right? Like the line hasn't moved that much. If anything, it went Panthers 2.5 to 3. So it's not anything totally different. I think John Ross is a fine receiver.
Get out of here, dude.
he is just fine today.
Thanks.
You know, like,
let me ask you this.
Hold on, Walsh. Hold on.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Go ahead. What are you done, Walsh? I'm sorry, man.
I am not. No.
Go ahead.
Yes, my apologies.
Oh, but anyway, like we have these other receivers out there that get some, you know, they get some targets. So Slayton, of course, coming off the hamstring injury as well. You know, that's something that we have to look at too. But Pettis, listen, Pettis is a guy who's made some catches in the NFL before. So again, much like we do with the NBA, right? How some of these guys, you know, they become inactive, and then we're like, oh, how the heck are they going to put a team on the court today? Guess what? That team manages to put up 80 points in a game, and they still get some DFS points at you know, minimum value there. So this is something that we have to look at. With Ross at 3,100, I know Slayton's there in the low 4,000s. Pettis there, very cheap as well. So if you're scrambling now trying to, you know, look for some late flyers in DFS today, I think the Giants are the way to go.
And that's what I was going to ask you, Wes.
I don't know, dude.
Pettis last week was 4,500. This week bumps up to 5,200. Is it worth the gamble on that, considering that he's probably going to get some looks today?
He'll get the looks. I just don't put – I mean, you're going up against one of the best defenses in the league with Carolina Panthers. I don't
– Well, let's call them smoke and mirrors, because that's what they are. The first three games
Correct.
Of the season, they had games against the Jets. The Saints, you know, that week two debacle that they had where Jameis was throwing picks, and then they played Houston on the Thursday night game in week three. So they won those games. They took care of business in those games. Last three games against the Eagles, I think the Vikings last week, there's another team that's escaping me too. They haven't looked as dominant. So got to think about the opponents that they're playing as well.
No, very true. I just know the Giants are a terrible team, bro. That's all.
We yeah, we have spent so much time on the Giants, and I promise, this is my last point. wrote up a prop bet article for Awesomeo this week. Daniel Jones over 19.5 rushing yards, and this makes even more sense now with all the receivers that we're seeing out. Maybe they start getting some of that RPO going there.
Yeah.
And, this is a guy that has some big runs this season. He's got runs of 20, 46. I think he's even got like a 15-yarder in there as well. So he can get it done in one crack. So that's also appealing here as well.
All right, well, I'll check it out, man. I can't make you any promises, buddy.
I got you.
But no, I'm with you there, man. I'll tell you what, I'll put Ross in there. I'll put Ross in my mind. But
we'll see. We got to analyze the matchup, see where everybody's going. But the news with Shepard was definitely
That's devastating because I had Shepard in a lot of my lineups. He's been almost a guaranteed 20 points a week.
Yeah,
absolutely. But there's some free value there, so we got to soak it up. All right. Rest of the week, I love the points in Kansas City, Tennessee. Big news, though. Tennessee has a lot of injuries today. I still think that they're going to score a lot of points. I think if you want to get real cute with it at the DFS position or in the DFS game today, kind of like Tannehill at quarterback, I think he's going to have to do a lot today, right? And we know that Tannehill is a guy that also – we were just talking about Danny Jones. Tannehill can run the RPO as well. He can get himself some rushing yards. He can get himself involved in the end zone. Of course, you know, Derrick Henry, that's the guy that everybody wants to play today because, you know, he's going up against a very weak Kansas City Chiefs run defense. But can I offer some detour here?
Yes, you can.
We can, because I love points in this game. I absolutely love points, but I think that, you know, that way with Tannehill, we should look at some of the receivers. Maybe this is an A.J. Brown breakout day. We were trying to look at value as well. Maybe some Anthony Firkser, or, you know, some of these Tennessee Titans tight ends. I think that you got a couple different options here that are going to work out well. I didn't even realize Firkser was there at 3,100. I thought he was a little more, but this is also shaping up to be a pretty good value spot for DFS today, too.
I'm liking it, Walsh. Let's go down the slate, man. What else you like?
So Green Bay is going to be taking on Washington. This game is so interesting to me. You know, speaking of pivots, I know a lot of people want to go with Cooper Kupp today because, Matt Stafford is going to be taking on his former team. I also wrote about that, too. I think Stafford's going to have a field day today. However, if you want to get a little different for, you know, those GPP tournaments and whatnot, Devontae Adams going against, I think, the second worst pass defense in the NFL. And we look at Devontae Adams as a guy who is unstoppable. And you look at his game log and, you know, the Packers are on national TV enough. Everybody's pretty much watching every snap that they got. But Devontae Adams is amazing. And he only has 2 touchdowns this season. So
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Against the very poorest pass defense today, is this the day where he goes for 3 touchdowns? I would bank on it, right? So we're talking about DFS pricing on DraftKings today. Devontae is, I believe, 500 more than Cooper Kupp. And listen, if you're playing GPPs, the goal is to get to the top, right?
Right.
So there's going to be a lot of hurt feelings if Cooper Kupp doesn't do as well as he should today. But I think that if anybody can rival Kupp today, I think it's Devontae Adams.
So are you... I mean, you know that Stafford's going to have a monster day. Even with Adams going there, are you looking to stack with the Rodgers-Adams stack, or are you still going to go with an off-stack with Stafford and Adams?
Well, I think, you know...
I'm not trying to have you give me your lineup. Want to know.
So, it's fine. Listen, we're all friends here, right?
Yeah, we're family.
one of the things that I've been doing this season is going super cheap at defense, and then maybe paying up a little more quarterback. And this week it's a little different. Defense, I'm not going to go bottom of the barrel like I usually do, although I think that there is a good option there. I'm just
like the Jets?
Trying to get a, perhaps another team in green too.
Okay.
They could be another good option there at the bottom of the barrel. But just in terms of, you know, who we're looking at, I guess this could kind of be a segue to the next game, but Atlanta at Miami. And I don't think that there's a lot of people that know what to do with this game because, listen, Miami just played in London last week, and they got to come back and do it all over again this week, right? Most teams, I guess, with the extended regular season, now teams have the option of when they want their bye or whatever, or how they do their bye. My buddy Paul told me about this. I didn't investigate it fully, but point in case, we see Miami playing the game after the London game, and usually teams get that
bye week, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So this is going to be a huge tilt. I think I got Falcons in a lot of bets and parlays and stuff like that, but the one combo that I like today that's really cheap, Matt Ryan and Cordarrelle Patterson. So I know we're all kind of wondering what to do at running back today. I glossed over Darrell Williams.
How about that? Do you like some Damian Williams rather for Chicago though?
Not today, not against Tampa. Just that's a bad matchup. But Darrell. You mean Darrell from Kansas?
Well, Damian met. Yeah, Darrell's going as well in place of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. But I also believe that Damian Williams is both Williamses are active. Williams is just coming off the COVID-19 protocol list as well. So.
Okay, yeah, all right, he's into that. You're right. So, all right, but I was talking about Darrell from Kansas City.
Gotcha.
That's the guy that I like. But back to the Atlanta-Miami, I think Ryan, Cordarrelle Patterson, look, that's a combination that has worked really well. Miami, they're allowing the sixth most completions in the NFL this season. So, you know, again, their defense just absolutely stinks. We've seen a lot of running backs do some damage against the Dolphins this season, but again, the Falcons are a little oddball in the way that they do things. They're not gonna, you know. We thought that Mike Davis would be the guy going into the season,
right?
The football with him. No, they do a lot of short passes.
Yeah. So
there's another prop bet that I like today.
Do you like Gaskins though?
I think he can work well. I think historically, running backs against the Atlanta Falcons are always going to be a good thing. Their defense isn't that good at all. I know that they've changed up the philosophy a little bit, but, you know, just in terms of actually running the football, yeah, it's a great bet. But, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at in the 1 o'clock window.
All right. We got about a minute left. We got about a minute left, brother. Give us that afternoon slate, too, if you can.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. I think the game that's probably the most interesting, of course, the Eagles at the Raiders. I'm going Eagles. Spread and money line in this one. I got a lot sprinkled there. Also, I think DFS, if you want to go Eagles defense, I think that's a real interesting play there as well. Rest of the slate, I mean, you know, we got a lot of heavy favorites in this one with the Rams, the Bucks, the Cardinals in this one. I like Cardinals defense everywhere. They're also everywhere on the Osimo optimizer. So,
right.
A little sneak peek behind the scenes. I'll give you a cheat there for that. And, what's his name? Chase Edmonds there for the Cardinals, too. He's a nice play. Prop bet, DFS, price-wise. So, you know, I expect him to be, you know, somewhat heavily owned today. But if you're looking for salary relief there at the running back position, I think Edmonds is going to be just fine. And, you know, we talked about Matty Stafford going against the Lions. It's a huge – this could turn – I kind of like the over in this one, too, for betting purposes because – this could turn into a real flex your guns sort of game here with two quarterbacks playing their old teams. You could also make the argument that these guys know these two quarterbacks better than anybody else, but I think at the end of the day, I think the Rams are just going to throw that ball all over the Lions defense today. And then Jared Goff adds a little to the mix. Like, hey, you remember me? I could still toss this thing around. Also, hey, DFS today, I know the Rams, I think the Rams defense is 5,000 on the dot. And Jared Goff is somewhere right around. Yeah, Jared Goff and the Rams defense are both $5,000 today, which is hysterical. But I think that Goff, again, if we're talking about a flex your gun sort of game, I think Goff at 5,000 could. If he gets 20 fantasy points, why not?
I love it, Walsh. Hey, man, unfortunately, that's all the time we got today, man. We got to get to you on another turn.
There was a lot.
All right, brother. Hey, man, thanks for all that breakdown, dude. You can always find Walsh, 14A.Walsh, on Twitter and at awesomeo.com, man, writing all the stuff and taking sides. You can hear him chop it up with Paulie. Right, Mr. Walsh?
Yeah.
Paulie Walnuts? Huh?
Paulie Paulies
and Paulie Walnuts.
Nice.
All right, brother. There he goes. Al Walsh. He is the best in the business, dude. Bayonne's own, giving you all the NFL slate that you need. Hey, make sure you follow him on Twitter, 14A.Walsh. Hey, don't go nowhere. We're going to tie a bill on this bad boy when we come back. It's the Wagner Wire, 1049, 1019 AM 1260. Stream it live at hornfm.com. All right, hour number two in the books. Thank you guys for sticking around. You guys know what's coming up next. It's that signature segment on the Wagner Wire. Oh, yeah. Stuff we call Who Do You Love? Yeah, they say it's a Brooklyn thing or a Queens thing, but we do it right in Austin, Texas, baby. Don't go nowhere. Sam Pika is going to bring you in and off these Austin radio airwaves on 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com and every hour brought to you by Tom McKay in audio visual consultation.